we're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The Creative Entrepreneur, making and selling physical goods. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business.
Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt, and welcome back to Proof to Product. I did a poll on Instagram the other day asking my followers, is Instagram engaging or draining for you? And 64% said that it was draining. Many went on to confess in my DMs that they know Instagram is a major contributor to their sales and marketing success, so they keep going with it even though it feels draining. Social media doesn't have to be a chore that you check off your to-do list. It can and really should be fun and engaging, a way for you to connect with your audience and open the doors to meaningful conversations with your customers. My guest today is Natasha Samuel, the host of the Shine Online podcast and an Instagram strategist that helps small businesses shine online. Through intensive strategy days, digital resources, and education, Natasha helps you build your brand on the gram with a video strategy that is both fulfilling and fun without the overwhelm. Today, Natasha is sharing Instagram trends, common mistakes, and video ideas and strategies specifically for product-based businesses. We even talk about how introverts can get started with video. Before we jump in, I wanted to let you know that Natasha is presenting in our Labs program next month. We'll learn how to easily create Instagram content that our audience loves in just a few hours each month through content batching. We'll boost our productivity and creativity with Natasha's five-step batching framework for creating 30 days of Instagram content for your product business. Labs is my 12-month group coaching program built specifically for product-based business owners, and you can learn more about it at prooftoproduct.com/labs. All right, let's jump into today's episode with Natasha Samuel. Hey, Natasha, welcome to Proof to Product.
Hey, Katie, excited to chat with you.
I'm thrilled to have you. I've been following you online for quite some time and really enjoying all of your Instagram content there. So tell us about your business journey. Just over a year ago, you were a social media manager for other companies, and now you have this personal brand coaching businesses on how to use Instagram. What was that transition like for you?
Yeah, so almost 4 years ago, I was about to graduate college. And I was kind of having that crisis I feel like every college student has, like, what do I want to do for the rest of my life after you go through school, you get your degree? And I kind of went back to all the internship experience that I had had, and one of which was with a woman that had her own business. She ran it all digitally online, which I had never heard of. And she kind of inspired the idea, planted the seed. And so I was like, let me just start my own business, because I felt like, especially with Instagram, I mean, even 4 years ago, Instagram has changed and grown so much, but a common thread is that business owners, small businesses really struggled to truly leverage the power of it. So that's kind of what I wanted to support people with. So I started with just social media and digital marketing. Then I just really niched down to Instagram, social media management for Instagram, which I really enjoyed doing for all different types of businesses, businesses with products, services, everything under the sun. And then I decided that the more I was doing speaking and content creation, that it felt really natural to move more into a personal brand. So I could not just serve my amazing retainer client roster, but I could serve more people super well. So that was kind of the pivot about a year ago. And so I've really just been diving deep into Instagram strategy, resources, products, programs, and everything else like that.
It's amazing. Has it been exciting to kind of branch out on that side of your business?
Yeah. I mean, it was so scary to be like, let me let go of all this reoccurring income, stability, and clients that I had worked with for years and that I loved working with. So that was definitely scary, but it's been really fun to experiment and see the business grow and feel like I'm represented a little bit better by having the Shine with Natasha brand. And I had kind of just outgrown the brand I had created, you know, 4 years ago.
Yeah. You know, aside from being super engaging on Instagram, what do you attribute your success to there? Because I can tell from speaking with you and watching your things, you're very strategic, you're very intentional. What do you do to really, what have you done successfully to grow that following in that brand so much?
Yeah, I think that one thing that I really stuck to when I first started my business of like really being obsessed with what you do. And so I think I've always kind of taken that to heart of being a very conscious consumer and creator. And I think it's kind of funny that I'm a millennial Gen Z cusp. So I feel like I am like the ideal person to buy things using social media to invest in things when I'm watching a video or a story. So I feel like I'm consciously consuming of like, what do I enjoy? What do I resonate with? What do I see trending? But also just having a lot of fun and giving myself permission to experiment. And that I don't have to do Instagram one way, that there isn't one way to do it, and that it doesn't have to be overwhelming and stressful, and that you don't have to be super polished and come on with like a button-down shirt. Like I remember when I first got on Instagram, I literally felt like that's what I had to look like and talk like, and that I had to be polished. I had to always be perfect. But I think when I realized like, that's not what I resonate with, so why am I going to portray that?
Yeah.
I think I just started having a lot more fun with it. And I feel like, I hope that comes across in my content.
It absolutely does. Absolutely. You know, our listeners are busy product-based business owners, and they, you know, they have very little time to dedicate to social media content creation. How can they streamline that process to only maybe a few hours per month?
Yeah. So I think the first thing is definitely repurposing, because we often think of this really great idea for showing your products three different ways, shouting out your customers, your clients, and it doesn't have to be the last time that you do that. You don't always have to be reinventing the wheel. So I think it's really healthy and normal to every maybe quarter, look back on what performed well over the past few quarters, what can be refreshed, what can be added with a new perspective. Now with so many different types of video content, maybe the static content you were creating a year ago can be created into a reel or can be created into a story or an IGTV series. So I think that repurposing is definitely a part of it. And one of my favorite things to do is kind of utilize productivity hacks that we'd use in our lives and businesses, but use that for Instagram. And an example of that is like habit stacking. Maybe some people tuning in have heard of this before, but essentially taking things you're already doing in your business, you're creating something, you're packing orders, you're brainstorming new designs. All of those things are things that you can be capturing for Instagram, and they might feel boring. They might feel monotonous. They might feel like, oh, I'm just totally in my bubble and my customers want to see the products. But they really want to see the behind the scenes, because I think that's really what helps people stand out as well. So not only is it great strategically, but by you sitting down and creating something, putting up your phone, setting a time lapse, not only are you doing hands-free creating, but you're really capturing those processes as well. So I think repurposing old content, but also making content creation more a part of what you're doing in your business and not having to think it has to be completely separate.
That's really enlightening, because I feel like a lot of the strategies that have been taught for years are about the content, but there's these things work too. So I'm not trying to knock them, but like making it a part of your everyday is very different than I'm going to take my Mondays and just do all social content then. It feels a little more forced. It feels a little more buttoned up. But at the same time, there's that balance of we have such limited time, so we need to be strategic in how we do this creation. So thank you for that. I think repurposing is hugely important. And I know you're going to talk about that more when you come and speak in our labs program, which I'm really excited to hear. What are some trends that you're seeing on Instagram? What's working? What's not working, specifically for business owners?
Definitely. One trend that I can think of right now is photo dumps. Not a very appealing name, but essentially it's kind of building on this trend that we kind of see created from influencer marketing of like almost this like phone photography, unedited, not super perfect, not super filtered photos and video content. I think one of my favorite brands that does this so well is Gold. They make matcha and wellness products, and they are constantly doing little photo dumps, which are carousels. So it's multiple photos, multiple videos, which is a lot more engaging to be on when you're on Instagram, because you're scrolling through it. You're a lot more likely to save it, to share it, to comment on it. But it's really great because you're really kind of telling a story of maybe a customer using a product in a bunch of different ways, or how you're essentially going through every step of creating something, styling something. And I really think that it's really kind of unique to kind of leverage what works well for influencers, but using it for your products. And it's a lot simpler too, because you don't have to have something highly produced to create these kind of photo dump style carousels. And then I think the other trends that I'm really enjoying is like really interactive Instagram stories. So having like this or that style polls, maybe doing assumption series with the question stickers, like really getting creative on how we're using those engaging stickers on stories, because I think we're so used to thinking of stories is that you're speaking to people, you're telling them something, you're showing them something. But I think the shift of it being more of a conversation and a two-way street, I think makes it where people aren't speed tapping through your stories. They're actually being a part of them and they feel like they're a part of a community. And then I think, of course, video content is definitely hot right now. And I feel like it's been one of my favorite ways to connect with other brands, but also my own community. I'd say lives is one of my favorites, especially with the new feature of having live rooms. So bringing on people in similar industries, maybe people you're collaborating with, maybe people in your community, but also utilizing short form video like Reels, TikToks. I think it's just such a great way to show your product, show your personality, humanize your brand. Just so many great ideas there.
Okay, can I go back to clarify two things?
Yes.
What are assumption stories that you mentioned? I don't know what those are.
Yes, absolutely. So an assumption stories is, let's say we say, you know, give us assumptions about X, Y, and Z. It could be about you. It could be about your business. It could be about the industry, niche, or product you create, and essentially debunking those myths. But kind of the premise behind this is, instead of saying, ask me anything using the question sticker, which is totally fine, but kind of getting creative on how we're prompting people. Mm-hmm. Another thing similar along the lines that I did on my stories the other day that was very interesting and got a lot of great story replies was actually having people give their confessions related to business and Instagram. And it got really, really juicy. And what's great is the stickers are anonymous when you share them on stories.
Right.
So I feel like that could be really fun and applicable to like any industry, but essentially just getting creative with how we're using stickers.
Oh, that's fun. Okay. And then tell me more about the live rooms, because I haven't played with that yet. So it's not a public Instagram live, it's like a private room. Is that how it works? Or how does this?
So essentially it's Instagram kind of, we know they love to copy things.
Yes.
So I think they're copying the initial success that Clubhouse had of essentially being able to host conversations that feel like panels. So initially, Instagram Lives, you could only bring on one other guest, but now you can bring up to three guests on, which can kind of have like a panel feel, a discussion, a conversation. And I feel like this can often be a really great way to utilize lives, because talking live might feel really intimidating, but talking to other people live makes it feel a little bit more accessible.
Oh, totally. I know that I enjoy it when it's more of a conversation Yes. than me just talking to my phone.
Yes, absolutely.
Are those recorded too, like the lives are?
Yes.
Can you post them to your feed afterwards?
Yes. That's another 2020 update that I really loved of, instead of stories being where the lives were shared afterwards and it would only be for 24 hours, they now can live on your IGTV channel. So you're basically getting like two pieces of content in one, and you're not having to edit the videos, which is like a pro and a plus for me for sure.
Well, and I could see from a standpoint of like my business, I could see us even repurposing that for the podcast or on our website somewhere. So that's cool. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about Reels. How can business owner, I know this has been like the talk of the town for the last, I don't know, 6 to 8 months or something like that, maybe longer, but how can business owners best utilize this tool? And again, going back to what you were saying before, how can they utilize it to connect with their customers and their audience?
Definitely. And I think that a common thing that I see is that product businesses think that Reels aren't for them. They think they're for influencers, for coaches, service providers. Even from when Reels came out, we hosted a 30-day Reels challenge and we had some product businesses a part of it. And that was kind of the biggest lesson they learned of, like, by starting to humanize their brand in a different way, it just completely transformed how they were able to use Instagram to essentially make sales, but also build a community around the product that they're offering. So a few things to think about is, first of all, we don't want to just be showing your amazing products. We want to be showing what problem your product is solving. How do I style it? How do I use it day to day? What does it look like when other people are using it? What are some ideas for when I'm going to use it? what is what I'm struggling with right now? And how is your product then going to give me that transformation? I think a brand that does this so well, and I know they've seen a lot of great success from it, is Natalie Rogers from Classy Network. They create bra tops. And essentially what she always does is she shares, this is the issue. I didn't want to wear strapless bras. I didn't want to go braless. All these other tops just didn't work for me. So this is why this top is better, because it solves all these problems that I have experienced myself. She shows it on different body types. She shows it in different styles. She uses fun trending audios, but she's also talking through that transformation. So I think that's the biggest one. I think
that's huge.
Yeah, super huge and pretty easy to do. Like once you kind of like unlock that, you're like, wow, there's so many ideas of how I can use Reels. I think another one is by simply just showing in short form video, really quality clips of your products, kind of the more aesthetic mini vlog type of videos. I think people just love to see the product in someone's hands, on someone's body, in someone's home, whatever that looks like for your brand. But I'd say the third tip that I would give people is not just thinking about your product, but what are the related topics to your product? An example is one of my really great clients from the Reels Challenge, Kate from Knockout. She essentially makes safety rings. So when you're out walking, you can flip your ring and you can protect yourself. And so obviously she can show how the ring works. She can show where it would be used. But of course she's like, ideally, I don't want people to be having to use this ring. So what are other topics I can talk about? So she talks about how to feel more confident, how to feel more empowered, how to really lead in conversations, how to really feel like you can go out in a space and feel really strong in how you're carrying yourself. So she really shifted it where it was like not only her talking about her amazing product all the time, but related topics that her ideal customer would be interested in that were related to that. So hopefully that got the wheels turning for some of the listeners.
I think that's great. And that last one in particular, that last example really sticks with me because I hear from a lot of our clients, you know, I make stationery or gift products or, you know, they make a wide range of things. But that particular group, they feel like their products aren't necessarily solving a problem. And I'm like, your products are evoking emotion. They're evoking connection. So let's talk about, you know, how to write a letter or a note or how, you know, when to use your candle or whatever it might be. And so that example of showing how you can layer in other types of educational content around why somebody might want your product is great. Are there any favorite tools that you have when you're creating reels or that, you know, you'd want to recommend?
Definitely. I'd say some type of stand for your phone. I have a little phone stand that I use. It's on my desk. It makes filming just really quick and easy, setting up for behind the scenes. Or of course, a tripod, especially if you want to get over the head shots, you know, farther away shots. It's just going to help you feel more agile when filming your content. You're not going to feel as restricted. I also really love the InShot app. I personally think that the Reels app can be a little bit clunky when editing, and especially if you're repurposing your video clips, you know, just a clip that you're using in Reels can be on stories. It can be in other pieces of content. So I love using InShot because you just have a little bit more control of how you're editing. I also love using Canva. I think we love Canva for graphics, but I think it's really great for creating cover photos. If you want to add a title, a certain background, maybe if graphics are a part of your grid, it's just going to make it where you can easily plug and play whatever you're essentially wanting to do for that. And then my favorite free tool is A Very Bright Window. I think that's where you get your best lighting. But of course, a ring light is another great additional tool there.
Those are all excellent suggestions. Thank you for that. You know, what about, I hear a lot from introverted business owners who may be nervous about doing video. How can they get started with video for their business, recognizing that that's very much outside of their comfort zone?
Definitely. And I think that's the first part, is recognizing that it's not going to feel natural. It's not normal to talk to your phone, to film things on your phone. Like, it's a skill set you have to develop, just like the craft you developed in other parts of your business. So I think the first thing is understanding that things will always get better and you will improve at your content. Even me, I went back into the archives and looked at my first Instagram story and like, it was wobbly. There was no text on it. I was like too close to my face. And gradually I just get better because I'm practicing. So I think that's the first and most important step, is start practicing, start doing it. It's going to get better. And then I would say the other thing that's going to be really helpful is understanding that there are so many different ways to do video. You can film things, you can have you in a video, but you don't need to be talking. You can use music, you can use voiceovers. I think voiceovers is a great way to kind of add that personal touch without having to talk to camera. You can write out a little script, you can follow it. It can really help you there. But I think the best part is, you know, we have live stories, IGTV, we have reels. So really sit down and figure out what is leaning into your strength, because maybe editing is what you struggle with. And like, maybe like interacting live on a conversation might be where you feel the most comfortable. Maybe like seeing people live, talking with someone, that's going to make you feel the most confident. Or maybe you want to lean into voiceovers, or really maybe you love music and creating an experience, like a visual experience with your video content. But I think that just testing it out and experimenting is the best way to figure out what is really leaning into your strengths versus pointing, dancing, live videos. If it just feels like that's not fun for you, it's going to show on the video content as well.
I 100% agree with you. The other thing I was thinking as you were talking is, you know, oftentimes I think we try to fit ourselves to different trends that are happening, like the pointing and the, you know, all the things. But that doesn't necessarily resonate with our audience. And so to your point, being ourselves, doing things that we're comfortable with, that's the type of thing that is going to get more engagement and, you know, likes and all of that. Speaking about Instagram in general, not just about Reels, what are some common mistakes that you're seeing people make on Instagram?
Oh my gosh, so many here. I think the first thing is definitely like captioning your videos, content, like stories, reels. We want to be sure that it's not only accessible, but I feel like it's a lot more engaging if you just have a summary of what you're saying. And then it's also easy to read. So adding a background, if you're adding text on top of reels, making sure that it's not going too fast or too slow. I think we've all seen those types of video content. So I would definitely say that's a part of it. I also will say video quality is a big mistake. And I think that's a really easy fix. Cleaning off your phone, very easy way to do that. Having a great light source. Like I mentioned, I use a bright window all the time. If you don't have a bright window, use a ring light. Also, I love using my good old Apple earphones when I'm doing voiceovers, when I'm going live with other people, so there's not as much feedback. So I think the quality of your content is definitely going to improve when you do that. And I think the other thing is being concise and focused with your content. So what I mean by that is taking in the extra time and effort to kind of figure out what your content is going to be about versus just like posting it and hoping for the best. I think we're all probably naturally creative in different ways, but one of my favorite things to do when it comes to creating content, I think a lot of people don't really utilize this, is outlining your content. This can be done for graphics. It can be done for captions, for stories, for reels, for even when you're going live. But essentially, what is the topic of the video? What is the hook? Why should people watch? Why should people read? Why should people care? Why should people listen? And then like, what are those main points? What are the clips you want to share? What is the music that you're including? What are the questions you want to ask your live guest? By sitting down and doing that for maybe a minute, it probably won't even take that long for all of your content ideas. It's going to make your content so much more strategic and concise, because I think we've all tuned into stories, or maybe they're just like a little rambly, a little long-winded, or you've seen a reel where like maybe it feels like they're missing a clip or they're missing an element or things like that. And that's what an outline can really help you do. So you're not missing a piece of content. So it's really going to serve people well when they see it on their feeds.
And going back to what we were talking about earlier, that outline will be hugely helpful too when you're repurposing this content for outside of Instagram. You know, if you do have a blog or you want to put it in your emails or whatever you're doing to repurpose it on your website or wherever, that outline will be hugely helpful for a variety of things.
Definitely.
You've got my wheels turning for sure. All right. Well, what else are you working on these days that you can share with our audience? Tell us what kind of services and products you have available for people.
Yeah. So we have a shop with some really great resources. I mentioned the Reels challenge that we hosted when Reels first came out, and I've added to it, I've tweaked it, and that has 100 strategic prompts that work really well for product businesses. And they have a lot of planning templates, some video training. So that's something that can really be helpful for you. And then I also have a free resource that breaks down some really great content series. I think content series are a really great strategy if you're struggling with staying on top of your content. And essentially a content series is like if you're having a Tip Tuesday or you're featuring your audience on every Friday. But essentially, it's going to help you stay consistent, but it's also going to increase retention. So if you're kind of needing some ideas for that, for lives, reels, different content like that, I have a free resource for that.
Excellent. We will include all of that in the show notes so that they can easily access it. But let's tell people where they can find you on your website and also your Instagram.
Absolutely. So you can find me on Instagram at Shine with Natasha. Would love to hang out with you. My highlights, my reels, my guides are a really great place to start if you're wanting to see a lot of the things that we're talking about in action. And then my website is shinewithnatasha.com, where I have some other resources in the shop that I mentioned. And then the podcast is the Shine Online Podcast. We're on a little bit of a break, but there's a lot of great episodes to binge on Instagram, marketing, and business.
Fantastic. Natasha, this was amazing. I've taken copious notes for my own business and things that I want to highlight too with our community members. But thank you for your time today. And I'm really excited to have you also join us in our Labs community next month to talk about batching Instagram yes. content. So we look forward to having you back.
So excited to join you for the Labs. It's going to be so fun.
Awesome. Well, thank you again. And we'll talk soon. All right, friends. What an incredibly informative interview. I hope you all took notes. Natasha shared excellent strategies, and I loved the concrete examples of product businesses who are creatively using Instagram to grow. Our show notes will include Natasha's links to her free video guide, as well as links to the brands she mentioned and the tools and resources that she shared with us in this episode. So definitely look out for those. And if you want to catch Natasha's training in our Labs program, where she'll do a deep dive into her 5-step framework for batching Instagram content, head to prooftoproduct.com/labs. And if you miss it live, don't stress. You'll be able to access the replay when you join Labs. That is all I have for you today. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week with a new episode.